Discerning Hearts presents How to Pray, A Practical Guide to the Spiritual Life by David Torkington.
In this chapter, David reflects on the prayer without ceasing. He prays without ceasing who unites prayer to works and good works to prayer. Only in this way can we consider as realizable the principle of praying without ceasing. Origin. We can only hope to receive the prayer without ceasing when we begin to realize that every moment is a time for repentance, for turning to receive the love of God that continually surges out of the risen Christ.
John the Baptist called people to repent or turn to God because his kingdom was coming. Jesus called people to repent because the kingdom was close at hand. But St. Peter called people to repent because the kingdom had come. The very moment when Jesus was glorified was the very moment when the fullness of life that filled him began to overflow onto and into all who would repent or turn and open themselves to receive his love. We can only hope to achieve the prayer without ceasing when we begin to realize that every moment is a moment for repentance, for turning to receive the love of God that continually surges out of the risen Christ. Repentance is practiced inside of prayer by using whatever means of prayer helps you to do this, despite the distractions that do not prevent but actually facilitate repentance. However, outside of prayer, repentance can still be practiced each time a person tries to turn to God in the neighbor in need. And by offering to God everything we do, even the most humdrum tasks, by doing them with care and integrity. In this way, every moment of our day can become a time to turn to God, no matter whether we are trying to pray or trying to live out our vocation in the world. Now, it is in giving or repenting inside of prayer that we receive the love that enables us to keep turning to God outside of prayer. Here, repentance continues if we keep trying to turn to Him in the neighbor in need, and in the way we try to offer all and everything we do, uniting all our sufferings to the sufferings of Christ. Notice how many times the word try or trying has been used. We do not achieve the prayer without ceasing when we have managed to turn to God without any let or hindrance, because nobody can ever achieve that permanently. The most we can do is to try our best. It is by trying our best to turn to God at all times that we attain the prayer without ceasing. That's why the great philosopher Simone Weil said, "A person is no more than the quality of his or her endeavor." This is how God will ultimately judge us all, not by what we think we have achieved or failed to achieve, but by the quality of our endeavor, by how best we have tried.
You've been listening to David Torkington and How to Pray, A Practical Guide to the Spiritual Life. For more episodes in this series, visit discerninghearts.com, or you can find it in our free Discerning Hearts app or on many other streaming platforms.